Weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies and breezy. We'll see temperatures at 57, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 38. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. As we head into Saturday, sunny and breezy with a high near 67. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 48. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 22.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Friday morning. The Kansas legislature's top leaders say a state Supreme Court ruling on education funding won't require lawmakers to change course on drafting new school finance laws. Senate President Susan Weigel and House Speaker Ron Rickman Jr. said their chambers of the Republican-controlled legislature already are working on a new school funding law before the court's decision. A man suspected in two slayings in Mississippi has been charged with attempted first-degree murder and other charges in the shooting of a Pratt convenience store clerk. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt yesterday announced charges against 28-year-old Alex Deaton, who is also suspected of other crimes in Mississippi and New Mexico. The 19-year-old store clerk was in stable condition yesterday at a Wichita hospital. Deaton's first court appearance scheduled for Monday in Pratt County. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A Kansas man who survived an apparently racially motivated shooting at a suburban Kansas City bar has been released from the hospital. Ian Grillett was one of three men shot February 22nd at Austin's Bar and Grill in Olathe. One other man was killed, his friend wounded in the shooting. A bullet hit Grillett in the hand and entered his chest when he tried to stop the suspected gunman, 51-year-old Adam Purinton of Olathe. Purinton is charged with murder and attempted murder. An Army veteran has been indicted for pretending to be blind to collect $63,000 in benefits. A federal indictment unsealed yesterday charges 61-year-old Billy Allenbaugh and his ex-wife Deborah, both of Tehran, with conspiracy to defraud the government and theft of government funds. Court records show they do not have attorneys. He claimed to be blind but was seen driving his vehicle after an appointment at the VA center in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Officials say two inmates died and others were injured in a disturbance at a Nebraska prison. Corrections officials say in a statement that two inmates died yesterday in the incident at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Officials didn't provide details about how the inmates died, but noted the disturbance involved about 40 inmates who refused to return to their cells. A Broken Bow woman has been sentenced to decades in prison for the death of her one-year-old nephew. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says that 26-year-old Brittany Price was sentenced yesterday in Custer County to 30 to 40 years in prison for killing 21-month-old Noah Price in November of 2013. And Nebraska lawmakers are considering a constitutional amendment which would require people to show a photo ID in order to vote in the state. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave advises of a telephone scam. The latest scam surfacing in this area is where you receive a phone call and the caller asks if you can hear them. They're wanting a yes reply and the scam begins. They've only received a couple of reports recently. Let me remind those, the bottom line is to know who you do business with. Write down phone numbers with whom you bank with or important numbers for you so that you can easily reference those in case of a question. If you don't recognize a phone number, don't answer it, period. If you have a landline phone, simply open the line and hang right back up. On a cell phone, don't answer and let it go to voicemail. Put important phone numbers in your cell phone so names will appear when they call you. All other numbers not in your phone, simply don't answer. Again, the Can You Hear Me con is actually a variation on earlier scams. When you say yes, your voice is recorded, and they may use that in later applications. Mike Fluent, an artist from Wayne, Nebraska, has been creating art for over 30 years and will display some of his creations at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts through the month of March. The exhibition opens March 2nd. And runs through March 26th. Fluent creates sculptures that display the personality of a subject he works on. Those will be on display Thursdays from 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays from 1 to 4. An artist reception is planned Sunday, March 26th from 1 until 3 at the Arts Center in Marysville. International Trade Day is planned for Northeast Kansas Thursday, April 6th in Sabetha. The event at the Glacial Hills Business Resource Center is open to businesses. Registration is requested. The first 20 registrants receive a sponsorship of $100 from the Washburn University International Program, bringing the registration fee to just $99. It is a full day of activities. Complete details on the International Trade Day event in Sabetha, April 6th, are available through the Marysville Chamber of Commerce office. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday morning on West Hickory Road, about a mile west of 61st Road. Wanda Johnson, age 35, of Plymouth, lost control crossing a slick bridge. The vehicle rolled over. The driver was ejected and was transported to a Lincoln hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The passenger, Tiffany Wyden, age 21, of Plymouth, was taken to Beatrice Hospital. Noah Duane, age 18, of Beatrice, was sentenced to 90 days in jail on charges of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and criminal trespass in connection with vandalism at the Beatrice Public Library reported in August. A juvenile, age 14, was also charged in the incident. Two others identified on camera had left before the vandalism and were not charged. Helen M. Cook, age 85, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Christian Church in Barnes. Private interment at a later date at the Maplewood Cemetery. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Cook. Barbara A. Clay, age 79, of Wymore, passed away February 22nd. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Private interment at the Wymore Cemetery at a later date. Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Barbara Clay. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a salmon patty, muffin, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato, and fruited jello. Monday, pulled pork, beans, a bun, cucumber and onions, apricots, and ice cream. Check of a school and community calendar, sub-state basketball playoffs continue tonight. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, throughout the rest of this Friday, all the way into the weekend, beautiful weather. We're going to see dry weather. It doesn't look like we'll see a chance of precipitation until it looks like the early parts of next week. Otherwise, we'll continue to see a warming trend, and beautiful weather will continue through the weekend and into, like I said, the early parts of next week with temperatures up into the 70s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, breezy, high at 57, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 38. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Saturday, sunny and breezy with a high of 67. For Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 48. Looks like for Sunday, partly to mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see temperatures warm up to 71 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 53. And Monday, once again, sunny and breezy at 73 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The average high temperature early March, 51, record high on this date, 83 in 1901. The average low, 29. The record low is 3 below 0 in 1980. Sunset this evening, 6:17. Sunrise in the morning at 6:51. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With KD out of the lineup, the Warriors drop one in Chicago. 45 points for Westbrook, not enough. And Wisconsin takes a loss. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, life without Kevin Durant starts with a loss for Golden State.
Felicio spins. Wide right, Tipser for a three. Yes! Paul Tipser! Timeout, Golden State!
On WLS, Jimmy Butler scored 22 points. Bobby Portis had a double-double, and the Bulls defeat the Warriors 94-87. The Thunder's four-game winning streak ended by the Trailblazers.
Lillard in front of the Thunder bench against McDermott. Dame tells Harkless to clear. Jab step, three-pointer on the way. Yes!
On KPOJ, Lillard poured in 33. Russell Westbrook, 45 for the losers, but missed 24 of 36 shots. Portland 114, OKC 109. And Phoenix erased a three-game losing streak.
Dudley, the Barbosa drives the lane, puts it up and in. Barbosa has been unstoppable. Most of the Suns have been unstoppable.
That's on WFNZ, and Phoenix knocked off Charlotte 120-103. A light night in top 25 college hoops, but there was one upset.
Hemsel gets the rebound. Bohannon for three in the lead. Good! 9.7 seconds to go in the game.
That kept Iowa ahead for good on the Hawkeye Sports Network. Iowa knocks off 22nd-ranked Wisconsin, 59-57. SMU beat Tulsa, 93-70, and Cincinnati over Houston, 65-47. NHL, the Rangers snap a two-game losing skid.
Couple of hit. Lindbergh into the zone. Lindbergh works his way. Shooting!
On NBCSN, Rangers edge the Bruins 2-1. On his 35th birthday, Ranger goalie Henrik Lundqvist ties Grant Fuhr for 10th all-time on the wins list. The Capitals continue to roll at home. Washington blank New Jersey 1-0 for their 14th straight home victory. P.K. Subban had an assist in his first game in Montreal since being traded to Nashville, but the Canadiens rallied for a 2-1 win. Two goals for Alex Burrows, and Ottawa best Colorado 2-1. NFL news sources tell ESPN the Jets plan to cut wide receiver Brandon Marshall. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play on Thursday. In Class 3A girls, Hiawatha edged Marysville in overtime, 50-49. Nemahal Central over Sabetha, 43-23. Class 2A boys, Wabunsee down Washington County, 49-40. Salina Sacred Heart rolled past Bennington, 79-65. 1A girls, Frankfort over Donovan West, 38-29. Centralia took Onega, 67-32. 1A girls, Hanover beat Pike Valley, 51-31. Lynn over Clifton Clyde, 42-35. Class 1A girls, Southern Cloud over Blue Valley, 50-43. Wetmore beat Axtell, 45-34. In the Nebraska State Tournament, Diller Odell, Lady Griffins defeated Crofton, 52-45 on Thursday.
Friday night sub-state semifinals. At Sabetha, Class 3A boys, Marysville faces Nemahal Central at 6, Sabetha hosting Moore Hill at 7:30. 2A girls at Bennington, Washington County meets Republic County at 6, Wabunsee faces El Saline at 7:30. Class 1A at Clifton Clyde in boys play, Pike Valley meets Wakefield at 6, Hanover faces Clifton Clyde at 7:30. 1A boys at Centralia, Immaculata and Onega tip off at 6, Frankfort meets Donovan West at 7:30. 1A boys at Axtell, St. Xavier plays Wetmore at 6. Axtell entertains Southern Cloud at 7:30. Live broadcast coverage tonight, Marysville Nemahal Central boys on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County, Republic County girls at 6 on FM 95.5. Both games streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag groups and farm state lawmakers already making the case for more funding in the next farm bill. Due to the current state of the farm economy, groups like the Heritage Foundation, Environmental Working Group, and Taxpayers for Common Sense talked this week about the idea that there should not be more funding. The groups were on the Hill this week arguing the downturn in what is typically a cyclical economy isn't a reason to maintain the status quo in the farm bill. The three groups' biggest criticism of the farm bill is subsidies. Darren Bask is a Heritage Foundation research fellow, and he said the next farm bill shouldn't be based on a snapshot in time, and Congress didn't do that in 2014 because if it had, the farm bill wouldn't have been so generous. He cites statistics showing that the median on-farm income, roughly $77,000, that's $20,000 higher than the average of all U.S. households. Scott Faber, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Environmental Working Group, says subsidies incentivize farmers to plant certain crops rather than respond to market conditions. He said rather than invest in agriculture subsidies, the U.S. should invest in education, infrastructure, and health care for rural communities. A former manager in the Environmental Protection Agency's Pesticide Division may have to testify in court about the alleged role of helping Monsanto suppress inquiries about whether or not Roundup weed killer can potentially cause cancer. Jess Rowland is the official who became the important figure over 20 lawsuits in the U.S. as Monsanto is accused of not warning consumers and regulators that its glyphosate-based weed killer can potentially cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A federal judge on Monday said he's leaning towards making Rowland submit to questioning from the plaintiff's lawyers who contend he had a highly suspicious relationship with Monsanto. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, President Trump's pick for Agriculture Secretary is still delayed, despite predictions that Sonny Perdue's nomination would be moving ahead. The Senate has already confirmed some 16 Trump cabinet nominees, yet agriculture is not one of them. One network news report Thursday said that President Trump's pick to head the United States Department of Agriculture was being delayed because the White House still has not submitted his paperwork. Others, however, such as Ag Senator and Republican Chuck Grassley from Iowa, suggest the nomination is just delayed.
The problem that I've been told is getting his papers and business in order so he meets all the requirements of ethics, because he's deeply involved in different businesses that would be considered a conflict, and he wants to make sure those Well, he's got to make sure those conflicts are taken care of.
American Farm Bureau of Federation Executive Director Dale Moore says over 1,100 Farm Bureau members met in Washington last week with lawmakers and agency officials on ag issues.
Yes, we are anxious. Yes, we are concerned at the amount of time it's taking. And we're certainly hopeful that Governor Perdue's confirmation paperwork will get to the Senate Ag Committee so they can begin their work. And we know that the Senate Ag Committee, Chairman Roberts, Ranking Member Stabenow, are ready to get to work on that.
Moore says none of the American Farm Bureau members he spoke with were frustrated or angry, but just concerned and anxious to get the Secretary of Agriculture in place so that work can begin. Moore points out that Perdue and the Ag Committee then still have to fill 13 USDA posts. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetics Seed Corn ranks among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Seed Corn gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties like Midland 344, 108-day variety with early growth and very good drought tolerance, or Midland 594, 112-day corn that tipped the test yields in 2013, 14, and 15, is a drought guard hybrid and adapts everywhere in high and low yield environments.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetics corn seed at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. 1-800-634-2836.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they also carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blades, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots, opener discs, tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. Call 800-255-0337 or view their parts online at Abilene.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, and we know what that is. It is agriculture. Are you ready for the Seneca Valley virus? Do you know what the Seneca Valley virus is? I'll tell you after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
If you are a pork producer and have not heard about it, you'll want to pay attention. According to the University of Missouri Extension Veterinarian Service, the Seneca Valley virus, known as SVV, is on the rise in the United States. The Swine Health Information Center reported that diagnostic labs had seen about 60 cases of SVV in the first half of last year. Those 60 cases compare with only 20 cases in the previous 30 years. So what is SVV? The virus runs in the same family as foot and mouth disease and swine vesicular disease. It causes vesicular lesions in pigs. The gross lesions mimic the symptoms of other diseases, such as foot and mouth disease. Fluid-filled blisters appear on the inside of the pig's mouth, snout, and the V of a pig's coronary band. The blisters are fragile. They may rupture before they're noticed. Lesions may crust. Lameness occurs frequently. Veterinary experts say if you see any of these symptoms, you should act immediately and use common industry biosecurity measures. Call your veterinarian immediately. And just because you can see these lesions doesn't mean that it's the SVV. Visual diagnosis is not possible. You have to go through the lab testing. If you suspect the presence of SVV, you should quarantine the animals and do not market those hogs, and also limit the movement of anybody who has been near the hogs. One veterinarian says it's important that you not be complacent, contain it, treat it, keep it away from your neighboring farms. If it turns out not to be SVV, maybe it's foot and mouth disease, you should still follow the same containment and control methods. SVV, Seneca Valley virus. Switching gears, let's talk about some technology. Does the wireless internet connection in your farm office have some dead spots? If you experience frequent drops in the Wi-Fi access, you may want to consider a mesh Wi-Fi network. A mesh Wi-Fi network uses multiple routers to communicate to one another. No matter where you are in your office, you are connected to the same Wi-Fi network. But before you make a purchase, there might be something else going on. If you have a single level space of up to 4,000 square feet, you may only need to get a stronger router. If you have multiple floors and a larger space, there are a variety of mesh network systems you can buy. Just Google mesh Wi-Fi networks, assuming you can get on the internet. Back after this.
Cattlemen, the 26th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex sale is Sunday, March 12th. If you're looking for a bull that is heavy-muscled and deep-ribbed and also has calving ease and good disposition, this is your sale. Jay will have 44 quality bulls for sale along with 30 top-of-the-line replacement heifers. Again, the sale is Sunday, March 12th at 1 o'clock. You can preview the bulls or heifers anytime leading up to the sale. Give Jay a call at 696-4410. Selling is 44 bulls and 30 replacement heifers. Sunday, March 12th, the 26th annual Boyer Limousine production sale, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
As always, I am grateful to be able to have this time with you, and I appreciate you listening to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. A service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Chilly 23 degrees. Highs warm into the middle 50s today. Middle 60s for Saturday and Sunday. A terrific weekend ahead.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Kansas head coach Bill Self attended practice at Hutchinson Community College. He was looking at Blue Dragons forward Shakur Justin as a potential recruit at KU. Justin, a 6'7 forward, he leads the Blue Dragons in scoring, averaging 16.7 points per game. KWCH-TV reports Justin is also on the nation's top rebounders list, averaging almost 12 rebounds per game. Wichita State giving coach Greg Marshall the $25,000 bonus he would have earned for winning the Missouri Valley Coach of the Year award, even though he finished second in voting. Illinois State's Dan Mueller got 102 votes from the league's coach, media, and sports information directors, while Marshall received 96. Marshall also finished second last year by 3 votes. It's reported that private funds will be used to pay the bonus. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone.